There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
It's time to have your say. The Agenda with Tom Urquhart on Dubai Eye 103.8.
So, new research out, YouGov and AliExpress saying 39%. That's well over one third of us here in the UAE and Saudi Arabia, for that matter, feel anxious about returning to school or work, for that matter. Anxiety spreads in a number of different forms, be that just the fear of children returning to school, but equally to those looking to get back into the swing of things. Anxiety also, as we've just heard, I think we've opened something of a can of worms with regards to school uniforms. It's been dominating a number of stories, or creating a number of stories in the local media in recent weeks. Look, it's one of those stories that crops up time and time again round about this time of year, with the back to school surge on and all sorts of back-to-school promotions around the UAE. But parents have been very vocal this year. They've criticised, not all schools, but a number of schools that demand parents to buy school uniforms at approved retail outlets. That's just one element of the conversation today. And in the interest of not alienating all those without children and without having to buy school uniform, let's just talk about uniforms in general for you as well. Are you forced to wear a uniform of sorts in your workplace? Is it practical? Is it good quality? Is there something that you would like to change or alter? And what is your dress code when it comes to not just a Thursday, last day of the week, but throughout? Do you think that's something that needs to be addressed? Let's focus, though, on school life at the moment and back to school, from expensive uniforms to escalating school costs to how you get to and from school with the school bus system as well. A number of text messages coming in. Hanan's trying to keep on top of them.
Yes, we've got a lot of people texting in on this one. We have got someone who's messaged in saying, hi, you must remember that some schools often change the design a little year from year, so it's impossible to buy second hand. When I went to school, our uniforms changed at least four times, so we had to buy new. And another one, that was from Ravi. Alexandra for that one. And then there's no name on this one. It's a money-making scam with the schools. My stepdaughter attended school here for a year and we tried to recycle her books by selling them to other students. When we made inquiries through the school, we were not encouraged, as the school wanted parents to buy books directly from them. I met personally with the principal and was told this. And another one, we've been tweeting and asking you if you're a parent who's buying secondhand uniforms for your children. And Adnan has written, not uniforms, but secondhand MacBook Pro, not more than 3 years old, I could consider. That's included in my fourth grader's stationery list. I don't want to give him a device in the first place. He doesn't look very happy about that.
Kim coming in, 4001. Time now for us to go to the lines yet again. And thank you very much indeed to Darren Gale. He's the principal at Horizon International School. Darren, thanks so much indeed for your time this morning.
Hello, good morning.
Really appreciate it, because I know it's a busy, busy time for you. And I thank you for taking one for the entire education industry this morning to address some of the issues that are being texted in to us. Look, I know that you've got so much on your plate when it comes to the start of a brand new academic term. You've been working tirelessly over the last couple of weeks to get ready for the new term that starts next week for most people. I mean, what sort of how much discussion goes into uniform? I only mention this to kick off with because we're getting so many texts about uniform at the moment. Is it something that is discussed with the educational facility, with the board of directors going into each year?
Absolutely. I mean, more often than not, schools sort of have a big discussion about any uniform changes or uniform suppliers, and then sort of make a discussion, a decision about whether that's going to be a contract for 2, 3, or 4 years. I think the main discussion is in today is that schools are much more mindful that it's tough for parents out there at the moment, and that schools are now moving more towards uniforms that represent good quality and good value for money, and a uniform that is sort of a one-stop shop uniform, that you don't have to buy a uniform for main school, different years, different sports kits, different house colours, different tutor group colours, that actually one uniform fits all. Multi-kits, multi-uniforms, you see sort of schools moving towards now because of the cost implications on parents, and that's mainly down to the need for uniforms here to be tailored. And if you think about new schools and startup schools where numbers are small, you aren't going to get the efficiencies because the companies are not able to sort of make 500, 600, 700 at any one time. So the, you know, uniform is a hot topic in schools at the moment, and schools are being very mindful of the implications that has on parents.
You said it's a hot topic, and I mean, one of the things that we're hearing from parents this morning is the practicality and standard of items of clothing for uniforms. I suppose that's something that also needs to be to brought into the equation, because there is a cost implication to the school, but also to the parent as well. If you are looking to buy multiple pieces of uniform, you don't want them to be the finest of linen.
Well, I think what parents want is, because the children are wearing it all day, every day, that they want it to last, and the quality, you know, the colour fades, the knees go on the trousers. They want the quality, and that comes at an expense, because unlike in some parts of the world where you can go into a supermarket or a department store and buy off the peg, you can't do that here. Yeah, we have to go to a uniform provider. As well as schools looking to make sure that their uniform helps them create an identity in a certain culture. You know, we see some schools having hats, boaters, blazers, ties, different coloured ties, which it creates an identity, but then that has a cost. You see some schools asking parents to buy a rugby kit, football kit, tennis kit, cricket kits, you know, that's possibly being used maybe 3 or 4 times. And I think schools are moving away from that now because they're mindful of the cost implications and going more for multi-purpose.
You mentioned there the cost implications. That's just one element of the cost implications, which have become very prescient in recent years. Now, more so than this year, because I suppose this is the first full academic years that will be subject to a VAT cost for a number of parents out there as well. You mentioned from the off, it's imperative for you, for everyone, to be mindful of trying to manage costs at the moment. Just how much of a discussion has that been for you, for the faculty, for the board of directors, going into a new year with regards to tuition fees and other costs?
Yeah, it's about, I mean, we're an all-through school, so we're not just talking about one child. We have to be mindful of the fact that many of our parents here have 3 or 4 children in the school. So what might be a cost of 2,000 dirhams actually is verging up to 10,000 dirhams. So it's making sure that whatever equipment lists or uniform lists, the cost that we have, we're constantly thinking of our multiple children families and not just as a single child having to be bought for.
Hi, Darren. Hanan here. And also,
hello.
What would happen if, you know, a parent wanted to have items made themselves in the same colour but of a different fabric? Is that something that would be obviously frowned upon, or would that be something that would be considered?
I mean, in all honesty, it's about battles that you can win, really, and that actually you have to take those on a case-by-case basis. Is it, if it's a case that a child is allergic to a material, or a child needs a specific design for their body shape or their body comfort, then, of course, we would enter into a dialogue with the parent, you know, of what the child is going to feel comfortable in and ultimately feel part of, included as part of the team.
Okay, good valid point there.
In terms of the other costs, I mean, we get these pieces of research through all the time with regards to the escalation of costs of bits and pieces, and whether it be the tuition fees, which we've touched on there, uniforms we've talked about, but also supplies as well. I mean, the other thing, and it's very easy for us as parents to sort of point the finger at you, the headmaster, and other teachers and bits and pieces. I mean, how much do you have your hands tied when it comes to the cost of books and supplies, for example?
Well, our hands are tied. We can only go to the suppliers that are able to get the equipment to us in the time frame, that are able to do mass orders. You know, we're looking for one-stop shops ourselves in terms of going to sort of a more consolidated supplier of different materials. It's the knock-on effect of their costs for their shipping, you know, and ultimately, as with everything, it's the end user that's affected by it. So it's about us as a school going back to saying and not being caught up in an agenda that's about tricks and gimmickry. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Exactly, yeah.
Going back to actually what do children need? What do they really need in school? And then what is a wish list that actually would be some standing out features for us as a school? And going back to necessity, really. Because there's nothing more frustrating for parents than buying something that's used once. And
exactly.
On the ball and entering into that dialogue.
I just want to move away from the moans towards the end and embrace what is an exciting time, I'm sure, for you, for all the teachers down at Horizon International School, which has been an institution of education here for several years and is something of the is part of the fabric of education here. What sort of emotions do you have going into a brand new academic year in terms of you and your team?
I think the great thing we've had over the last couple of days is to be able to reconnect with the teachers and the learning assistants and the leaders of the school to actually come back to, again, you know, after having a refreshing break, why are we in this business and what hopes and aspirations do we have for the children and thinking about starting afresh again and trying new things. And there's been a real buzz around the staff room in terms of the hopes and aspirations that we've got for the children. We can't wait to welcome the children back. We're fortunate to work with fabulous kids here, and we know that they'll bring an energy and a drive. And it's about the possibilities on what the year will bring and how we'll break new ground and help children learn and progress, as well as making sure we maintain that community feel and that sense of belonging in our school.
Best luck with all of that. And just one final one from me, from a sort of pastoral point of view, because we talked a lot about the practicalities as well, but emotions play a large part for parents, for students, for teachers as well. You'll have a lot of children starting for a brand new school for the first time, going into a new year, going from junior up to senior. We're reading these reports about anxiety. Is that something that you're acutely conscious of? And how do you try and deal with that anxiety for children and parents alike?
Yeah, I mean, we've just had a session yesterday and today on those very aspects. And it's about remembering what it's like to be a child and to be 5 or to be 3 or to be 15 again and not losing sight of that as an adult. And it's about dialogue and communication and acknowledging feelings. I think there's lots of talk about it's okay to talk about things. And that's a step in the right direction. But also preempting as professionals about how children might be feeling and being responsive to that rather than reactive. So putting some things in place that will you know, nurture the children, support the children before they become too anxious.
Darren, really appreciate your time this morning. I know it's a busy time for you and all the team down at Horizon International. All the best for the weekend. All the best for the new year as well.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Darren Gelder, Principal at Horizon International School.
It's time to have your say. The Agenda with Tom Urquhart on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Thanks to all those parents and students from the Horizon International School who have been texting in because they heard their principal there on the radio. You can do exactly the same. Where are you getting ready to go back to school? Any teachers, principals, headmasters, headmistresses that you would like to give a shout out to? This is your opportunity, 4001.
And Lolita said, school uniforms are so expensive. I wish the prices would come down. I have 3 kids and I dread new school uniform times.
Now, you might think you have it bad, people out there. But when it comes to uniform, what about having to deal with twins here in the UAE? Our next studio guest, Dominique, who joins us live in studio, deals with that problem each and every academic year. It's not a problem, though. They are your kids. You love them to bits.
Yes.
You would give them anything. Good morning to you, Dominique.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Anand.
So let's put us in the picture. You've got 14-year-old twins, is that right?
Yes, correct.
Both girls, 2 girls. Mm-hmm. They're at school here. You've been in the UAE for a long time?
11 years, and they've been in school here 9 years.
So they've worked their way up through the school mm-hmm. system here.
Yes.
I mean, one element that we've been talking about is secondhand uniform, but also the good old thing when it comes to siblings of hand-me-downs. We always used to hate
hand-me-downs.
You don't have them, do you?
Nothing. And actually, because it's just our family here. Some members of our community would have cousins and brothers and sisters here, but us, it's just us. So there's no hand-me-downs. After they've grown out of their uniforms, there's no one we can give it as well. So that is a good problem, actually. What I was trying to say a while ago is they are still fighting with their uniforms because they can tell which was which. I don't know how. Maybe there's a thread somewhere. But yeah, we have winged it. That's what I can say.
Last year, Zurich Insurance, I don't want to get bogged down in numbers here, but Zurich Insurance last year revealed that it would cost parents around about $1 million dirhams, 938,599 dirhams to get their children from preschool to university. HSBC also came in with their findings that the UAE's school fees are the second highest in the world, just behind Hong Kong. Do you concur with that? Is that something that you've seen in recent years?
This is, the cost has been overwhelming for us, especially during the first few years when we brought our kids here. Over the years, we are able to master budgeting. Like from the start of the year itself, we already have something left every month in time for September. So whilst it's still going up, but this year the tuition fee hasn't, as far as Dubai is concerned or our school is concerned. But year on year, we have expected the increase already. So for the past 5 years, we have budgeted it efficiently. So we're very thankful for.
So how do you cut costs? Give me an idea of some of the things that you can do.
Cutting costs mainly is just prioritizing for us. So the necessities would be there. I don't want to sound OCD, but I have an Excel sheet of all our expenses every month.
You can sound as OCD as you like because you're in the studio with somebody else who admitted yesterday she's OCD, so feel free.
Yes, so every month I would have just even the littlest things we would put on Excel just so we'd know, okay, we've overspent this month and we have to keep such and such amount because there will be rent renewals coming up, there will be tuition fees coming up. So yeah, it's really just prioritizing. We don't really sacrifice the recreation. It's part of us being here and part of the kids growing up. So we don't want to take that away from them, the good experiences. But yeah, we want them to understand, like what the principal of Horizon said, it's the communication. If we are open to them that for this period, we need to just slow down with shopping or going out, eating out, they would understand. It's just a matter of letting them know. Yeah.
And aside from the fees, which would obviously be, you know, the biggest outlay in terms of the kids and the schooling, what are the biggest sort of expenditures for you?
For the school?
Yeah, obviously aside from the fees.
Yes, the miscellaneous would be there, the books would be there, and these are the things that are already packaged. Even if you have friends who would have these books or would have these school supplies, they are given to you as a package, so you pay for them in full, so might as well use them. There are also like the school activities, so we pick the activities that are required. So if they have field trips, if it's optional, we ask the children, we check the program if this is something that we want our children to join. And yeah, we just balance it off. Like if they go to one trip, maybe the other will be passing. So
and is it something that you'd, I mean, one thing that we obviously think about sort of school itself and making sure that they're in the uniform and they've got the sort of the books and the supplies they need and the fees are paid. But I suppose the other equation is getting to and from school as well, which is
correct.
Another big issue because we've seen more transportation being developed. At the same time, you've got to work, your husband's got to
correct.
Work, you've got to earn the money in order to put the kids through the school.
Yes, that was our predicament before when we were staying in Jebel Ali and their school was in Ras Al Khaimah. Oh, no, in Ras Al Khor,
yep.
Near the airport. So we were paying school bus just as much as what we'd pay every term for tuition fee. That's how huge the fees were.
Really? Wow.
Thankfully, now they are also studying near our place. So school bus fees is not as an issue. Not as much as before, though.
Wow.
That sounds very high.
Yeah.
Get involved and help set the agenda. Text 4001 or message us for free on the Dubai Eye Messenger app.
No shortage of activities and things to do over the summer, be it out and about or, of course, right here on Dubai I-103.8. Hanan is keeping us updated with a couple of the developments out there, things you need to know as well. Han, where are you going to go?
Well, number 90, kids get to dine free. You can feed their appetites and their curiosity all day long. And this is daily at Arboretum Hanaya and the Palmery at Madinat Jumeirah. So this is all part of Jumeirah's 90 Ways to Summer.
90 Ways to Summer, you can find out all the details online. Of course, keep it locked here on Dubai 103.8 throughout the day, especially that lot in the evening. What are they called? What's the lot in the evening called?
Drive Live.
Yeah, them.
But you can see, visit jumeirah.com/90ways.
Dominique still with us here in studio. Dominique is a mother of twin daughters, both 14-year-old, who I'm sure are just, well, they're beside themselves with excitement. They can't wait for the start of the brand new academic year, which gets underway on Monday for them. Are they looking forward to it?
Yes and no. Yes, to see their friends, and no, waking up 2 hours earlier than usual.
It's the waking up, isn't it? Yes. That's the change in routine, isn't it?
True.
Especially for 14-year-olds. As a father of one myself, I know exactly what you mean there. It's that. What do you mean, Mum? I can't stay in bed till 11 o'clock this morning. What's going on?
That
what are you on about?
True. I was trying to have them practice sleeping early and waking up early this week. It's Thursday and nothing happened.
We've had a couple of text messages about this very question, the question of what are the things you're looking forward to or not looking forward to about going back to school or back to work for that matter as well. Ben says, I never dreaded anything. I'm the type of person who loved school and love work. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy a day off, but I do enjoy being in school and in work. In fact, I'm starting law school in a couple of months as well. So thank you very much indeed for that one. 4001, Ben, that was from you. Dominique, we asked you to stay with us in studio because we've been talking about costs, escalating costs for parents. You've kindly come in to talk on behalf of parents. We're getting a number of comments from other parents as well. And one of the big concerns for many out there is, of course, transport to and from schools. Right. Now, new initiatives this year. Dubai's Road and Transport Authority announcing yesterday that it's going to deploy 368 smart buses to transport about 8,873 students in 17 schools during the new academic year that begins in September. The school service is operated by RTA's Dubai Taxi Corporation. They're environmentally friendly buses. They're smart buses. They give parents the opportunity to see when their child has boarded a bus and alighted a bus. There's all sorts of security elements in these buses as well, which is great to see. I suppose the thing that's concerning me is the cost implications of a number of these. And that's something that you mentioned before. Is that something that a lot of parents are concerned about and why so few students are using the buses?
I feel yes. And also because the rates of the buses, school buses, would differ depending on the distance from the school. So it was the school of your choice or you're new in the UAE and at that time it's the only school available for your child and it's like 40 minutes away, you have no choice. If both the parents are working and they are in strict office timings, school bus is the way to go. So,
in terms of your experiences, you mentioned earlier on that your girls no longer need the school bus. So that must be a great relief to you, your husband, and the girls themselves. Yes. Because it frees up time.
Correct. And because even before, not just the cost, their health was suffering.
Really?
They would wake up 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, they had to get up that much earlier.
Yes. And they come back 5:30 in the afternoon. There's not much time for studying, much more rest. So we are really happy with the change that we've taken. Yeah. 5 years back. Now the trip is just 5 minutes away from home, depends on traffic, but that's just a matter of dropping them off and then going straight to work.
I mean, could there be feasibly, if you know, during the winter months or something, could they ride a bike to school? Could they walk to school if they wanted to? Or is it still too far to do that?
At their age, not yet.
Yep.
but we could consider it in a few years or so.
I just want to stay with the buses thing as well, because I think it's obviously a concern, not just for parents such as yourself, but also for the wider city as a whole, because we've been talking about, you know, the percentages there of children that use buses out there. And it is relatively low, just 12% of Dubai's almost 300,000 school children travelling daily to school by bus. And yet, on the top of that, you look at reports coming out that saying the Dubai school bus trips account for 13% during morning rush hour traffic as well. So it is having an impact on all of us as a city, because that number of buses, that number of students at that sort of time as well is causing congestions on the roads or contributing to the congestion. Again, is there a solution to this, a staggering of the start times or something like that? Is that something that's discussed in the car parks around schools?
Well, my response would be on a personal level. I feel like that's the trade-off living in a place like Dubai, where most of us aspire to be with our family while working for bucks. So at some point, maybe there will be single people who will eventually get married and have their family here. And hopefully they'd appreciate that it's just part of the life that's being created by the people here.
So, I suppose the other thing as well is, you mentioned that you don't need to use the bus system. Now, you have done in the past as well. You mentioned the cost there. That's the thing that we hear time and time again, the costs of the buses themselves and the inflexibility, the fact that you've got to book up for an entire term, you've got to do return trips, you can't really do single trips ad hoc as well. If they were more user-friendly, if you want to use that phrase, if they were cheaper, if they were more efficient, is that something that you would consider? Would it be a help to you and other parents, do you think?
For sure. When we were in that predicament before, we were really open to carpooling. But the thing is, one, if it's legal. Second, if it's safe, that you practically don't know the people your children are riding with. But if there is something that can be done around the same model of carpooling, maybe fellow parents who couldn't really afford the bigger school bus fees, and this can be made legal by the government, then that's also something that parents like me can consider.
Look, I can't thank you enough for being in studio with us, taking time out of your busy day to come and discuss the new school year. It is just a few days away. We've had a couple of shout-outs for the Horizon International a little earlier on. Any teachers or headmasters, headmistresses, principals that you want to curry favour with this morning, you're looking forward to seeing in the next few days?
Just saying hi to everyone at Winchester Jebel Ali School. My kids can't wait to be back.
Oh, look at that. There we are. That's worth a reduction on the school fees for this term at least, isn't it?
Defo.
Hey?
All right.
Dominic, bless you. Thanks so much indeed for your time this morning. Our thanks to Dominic for joining us live in studio. Our thanks to all of you for your thoughts as well.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.